Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
Amber Athey of The Spectator is keeping us company all morning long like a champ. Welcome back from vacation, Amber. Good to have you back where you belong.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
And, of course, while you were gone, we had another Loudoun County School Board meeting, such as it is. You know, the recall effort is underway out there as petitions are being gathered. And we thought we'd get a update from one Ian Pryor. He, of course, you can get all of his great political commentary every day at dailymalarkey.com. I do love that name, Daily Malarkey. You got your Daily Beast. You got your Daily Wire. You got your Daily Caller. And you got your Daily Malarkey.
I like that.
I do, too. Ian Pryor is also the founder, more importantly, of the Fight for Schools PAC. That's fightforschools.com. Mr. Pryor, my friend, good to talk to you today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Larry. Good morning. Good morning, Amber.
Let's first talk about this meeting where they basically were trying to correct their issue with regard to Tanner Cross, the teacher who they tried to fire because, or at least suspend, because he spoke his mind at a school board meeting several months ago. Now, it's remarkable that they have to institute a policy, a new policy that guarantees that their employees have the right of free speech. That's part of what they did here, which tells you exactly where this board has been going.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. And, you know, interestingly, so they passed a code of conduct for staff on Tuesday that, as you said, supposedly codifies their First Amendment rights off campus when they're outside of the facility. This is something they've been working on for over a year. They tried to put this policy in last year, and that's what generated so much controversy even before the Tanner case, because what they were trying to do was to say, if you're outside of school on your own time, you can't speak negatively right. about the school's commitment to equity, aka critical race theory, or else we could discipline you. So if you're a teacher and you're talking to your neighbor and you're saying, you know, I'm not really sure I'm good with this, and that neighbor calls the school and reports you could have been disciplined under the way they had written the policy last year. So it took them a year to get it somewhat right.
Yeah.
And here we are.
However, this policy then goes on to say that teachers have absolutely no right to follow their conscience or any other concern that they might have or voice their concern or exercise any concerns they might have about any policy that the school board implements. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah. So, you know, they keep trying, but it doesn't appear that they're getting, you know, either good legal advice from their counsel or really thinking these things through. I mean, they also passed a dress code that is, you know, patently unconstitutional. You know, it talks about kids not being able to wear clothes that have writing or symbols that could be deemed offensive or could be deemed hate speech without defining what that is. So, again, it creates this vague situation where we're going to be back in the courts at some point because kid's going to get in trouble for something.
Amber, I'm really excited about the child of a law enforcement officer out in Loudoun County saying that they're offended by their classmates' Black Lives Matter T-shirt. And I'm sure that T-shirt will then be ruled against the dress code.
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly what will happen. I'm also curious, I guess this sort of happened while I was on vacation. Has there been any movement on this new policy that requires student athletes to get vaccinated? It seems like, are they the only members of the school district that are fittest ones are subject to the vaccine mandate? Nobody in the crowd has to wear it, apparently. Can you walk us through some of what the parents had to say about that policy at this meeting and how the school board responded to that?
Yeah, you know, you're seeing a lot of pushback on that. That's sort of the new issue, to be quite honest with you. And a lot of parents were talking about that at the school board meeting. But what was really interesting to me is that we had a couple of parents come up to us after the school board meeting who, you know, were kind of on the fence about signing these petitions to remove school board members. You know, they weren't really sure about the things that had happened in March with the list. They weren't really, you know, they didn't really understand where critical race theory was. But they once this happened, once they said, oh, wait, they're going to make us vaccinate our kids for playing sports, but not everybody else. Where can I sign this thing?
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, wow, this is apparently, you know, a new potent issue that that is driving parents that are just frustrated with what's going on in Loudoun County.
By the way, Ian Pryor, Ed, you mentioned the list back in March, just to bring people up to speed if they don't know. That was basically a hit list, a target list, an enemies list created by members of the school board and other elected officials, other teachers, members of the Loudoun County school faculty, and members of the community in a private Facebook group where you and many of your colleagues were targeted. And that sort of re-energized the opposition movement here and actually sort of brought you, Ian, to this point and many of your colleagues out there where we have to recall some of these members. You have to use the constitutionally protected mechanism of recall in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Can you give me an update on that process? Because I know that Beth Bartz, the first person where you have reached the threshold of signatures, she had a day in court this week.
That's right. So, you know, in Virginia, unlike other states, you have to go to court once you get enough signatures. And then once you get those signatures, there's a trial, and the judge will decide if, you know, a school board member or an official should be removed for neglect of duty or misuse of office. And so we had a hearing on Monday that was supposed to be where she comes in and shows cause why she should not be removed. That ultimately got moved because the judge recused himself. So we had the continued hearing on Wednesday, which was yesterday. And quite frankly, I mean, I think it was encouraging because what we saw was that, you know, the judge was going to run a tight ship and she's going to take this seriously. And they've set a new hearing for October 5th where motions will be heard. And, you know, one of the motions that's going to be filed is a motion to disqualify the Commonwealth attorney, Buddha Bibirai, because she's got a conflict of interest in this case. I mean, there's just no getting around it. And the Commonwealth attorney is who represents the petitioners. She herself was in that Facebook group. She has tweeted out articles criticizing what we're trying to do. So, you know, we certainly hope that that motion succeeds and we get an independent, nonpartisan special prosecutor to handle this for the petitioners.
Ian Pryor, if people are just sort of hearing this, they're out in Loudoun County, they're concerned, or as you said, and every time they have a meeting and come up with new policies or articulate their existing policies, they really drum up more interest in your cause to recall them. So where should people go if they want to join this cause and get themselves a petition to sign?
Yeah, so they should go to fightforschools.com. That's the first thing to do. And I would also say tomorrow, early voting starts. So we're going to be out in Leesburg at the early voting location with petitions for the remaining school board members for people to come out and sign. So if you want to go out there and get your vote in early tomorrow, you can go and also sign the petition. So we hope that the people that we haven't gotten to show up.
I know that your cause, Ian Pryor, here at Fight for Schools is a nonpartisan affair, but it should be noted. Thank you for having me out at the rally last week. Over 1,000 Loudoun County parents, young parents, concerned about their children's future. They were there. And so, you know, one of the candidates for governor was there, Glenn Youngkin, as well as Winsome Sears, the candidate for lieutenant governor, really not talking about their campaign nearly as much as just talking about saving schools. I think that speaks volumes.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And look, we've gotten support from across the political spectrum. I think, you know, there are a lot of, let's call them traditional liberals, that value free speech, that value open debate. And you may not always agree with them on the issues, but they at least respect the process and the marketplace of ideas.
Hold on, Ian, this is huge, and I love making news here, and I'm delighted. You said across the political spectrum. So Terry McAuliffe is on board with backing you and your interest in fixing the schools there and bringing accountability to the school board?
Not that I've heard, but you know, when I talk about Democrats that are supporting it, I'm not talking about the Democrat Party establishment, but I'm talking about people that, you know, they're lifelong Democrats that have voted Democrats.
But you would absolutely welcome Terry McAuliffe. That's for sure. And so would we.
If Terry McAuliffe wants to come to an event and talk about, you know, how he wants to save schools and fight with us to do that, then we'd be happy to have him.
Amen to that. Ian Pryor, always good to talk to you, my friend. Thanks again.